Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. The protests against racial inequities in policing continue in Columbus this weekend. The Columbus African Council plans a march tomorrow. That follows Mayor Andrew Ginther's repeated calls for more police oversight and his continued defense of officers' use of pepper spray on demonstrators last weekend. Joining us now is the Columbus African Council's founder, Dontavious Gerrels. Thanks for your time.
And thank you for having me.
What is your reaction to the mayor's latest comments on police?
You know, I think it's a good start. You know, I think one of the things that I would like to see is just action. I think that is the question that is on the minds of a lot of residents across the city, is what are the tangible next steps? And really, how can we make sure that the residents are informed and involved as these policies continue to evolve and change?
The mayor said that he supports police reform, but he does not support defunding police. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think part of it is, you know, look, I think as part of the conversation that we've had before, you know, as long as we're allocating or reallocating resources to the issues like, again, social supports, education, affordable housing, and we're reducing, demilitarizing the police, I think that's the right step. It's a step in the right direction. I don't want to necessarily get caught up in how the words are.
Okay.
But essentially, it is all about making sure that we reallocate resources for the betterment of Columbus residents.
Police have said they should be able to use chemicals like pepper spray when protesters get violent or aggressive. Critics say police have still been too heavy-handed. How do you think they've responded to recent protests?
I still think that they've been too heavy-handed in some cases. And the reality is there are other strategies that one can employ to I want to say control the crowd, but provide a safe space for the crowd to protest peacefully and continue to march for their march towards that message. And so I just think what happened on Sunday and just some of the heavy-handedness is definitely uncalled for, and it's something that needs to change.
The mayor wants a citizen review board to look into complaints about police. How confident are you that would help?
One of the things I'll say is I think that's an important first step, but we have to think critically about what systemic change will that body be able to employ, and what policies can be reformed based upon the recommendations of that body as a whole. And so this is more of a much broader question about structurally, how can this body really be influential in changing the tactics that police use?
Tomorrow's march was already planned before the mayor's latest comments. What's the exact message you hope to get across?
All of our voices are part of the conversation, regardless of the cultures that you identify with, whether you're part of the African diaspora or the Bhutanese Nepali or Laotian, your voice has to be a part of the change that we're seeking for Black lives. And so this march really is going to elevate that purpose and that idea and that perspective so that we really can come together as all Columbus.
What do you expect to happen with police and protesters tomorrow?
I think tomorrow it should be peaceful. I'm hopeful for a peaceful march. But we'll see. You never know.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with the founder of the Columbus African Council, Dontavious Gerrels, about a march against police abuse on Saturday. Thanks again.
No problem. Thank you.